Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome back to our program a previous guest. You know, we find good ones. You know, not every guest is, well, let's just call it what it is. Not every guest is going to be fantastic, but I've had several that are just really good. And if I can get them back on the program, guess what? I do. And one of those is Amy Atcha. Amy, welcome back to the program.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're with me. And Amy, if you didn't catch her last time she was on the air with me, she is president of Customized Caring. And she has got a whole long list of accomplishments here. I'll just remind our listeners, National Certified Guardian. She is retired from the Department of Labor, Employee Benefit Security Administration, 2012, where she worked over 20 years. Saw a lot there, I'll bet, Amy.
Yeah.
And she's president of Customized Caring, as a company specializing in aging and disabled adults with legal and financial issues. And so Amy does a lot of work in the legal guardianship area, but she's written a book, which I just think is fantastic. And I wanted to get her to come back on and talk a little bit about it, because we've seen situations recently where this book is a great tool for somebody to take advantage of. And the name of the book is How to Put Your Mother in a Home: Professional Skills for a Personal Journey, and that's available at customizedcaring.com. So, Amy, that's why you're back here. That's why I wanted to talk to you.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Well, good. Listen, I want to tell you what prompted me to call you and get you back on the program. I had a client not long ago call me up and wanted to come in, and we sat down, we started talking, and the client is facing an unpleasant process ahead of them of having to put the mother, the wife's mother, into a home. They're going to look at different care settings. So there's a lot that goes through somebody's mind when they are faced with this. And so your book is kind of a roadmap for that, isn't it?
Exactly. For most people, they don't even know where to start when this issue arises. Not only is it a huge business decision, but there's such an emotional impact on both mom and dad, if he's still alive, as well as the adult children. They really don't know where to start or what to do, and it can be overwhelming if you don't have at least a little bit of a guide to steer you along on your way.
Yeah, and no one source is going to have, 1,000% of the solutions, but and a lot of times people look to family, friends, other people that maybe have had gone through a similar situation, look to legal counsel, look to their financial professionals. But if they can kind of leverage what somebody else has already done, and you've done that, and kind of documenting a lot of the issues that somebody needs to deal with your book. So that's part of what I wanted to get to. So here's my big question. Walk us through, because I think that for anybody facing this issue, they're going to want to get a copy of your book. Walk us through, Amy, what's in your book, what you try to accomplish, what you try to hit, and the important things that people need to be thinking of or aware of that are going to be topics to even focus on.
Sure. Well, to begin with, I think I started my book and went way back to the beginning before we even thought about putting mom into a home. And it was more a situation of, gosh, what are the signs that we're seeing that mom just needs some assistance?
Right.
It might not be the step to take yet to move her into a particular facility, but at least starting to become aware ourselves of, well, you know, mom needs a little bit of extra help. It might be on the physical side, which you typically see first.
Right.
But it could also be the financial end, bills that go without being paid, or that even the house, the cleanliness of the house just isn't quite up to par anymore because mom's not quite able to keep up or keep managing with it. And those were some of the first signs that we saw within my own family. And my mom going through her struggles as she's aging, wanting to maintain that independence and everything's going to be okay and she can take care of it herself because that's the way she always was. So having to ask for help when you've been so self-sufficient is a really hard first step.
It is difficult, again, both for the person receiving the assistance, but also on the family. You know, there's a lot of concerns over maintaining somebody's dignity. There's concern over, you know, not wanting to hurt somebody's feelings. There's concern. There's, of course, you throw in, you know, families like gasoline, you know, you pour it on a situation and it can blow up in your face. So there's concern over, you know, the role of different family members, you know, not unusual. You see, Amy, I'm sure one child is in town and the other was across the country. So you've got that issue, of course, also about who can help and who's there already. It's a minefield.
It is. And, you know, there is no perfect answer and there's no right or wrong answer. Each family dynamic is going to be different. Having care come into the home is a possibility, and I list out several different possibilities, even at the very beginning, prior to moving mom into a home, that might be considered as alternatives. Having care come into the house, having mom go to an adult daycare for a few hours every day.
Well, let's do this, Amy. Let's talk through that a little bit because I think a lot of people... Well, let's do this. Just grab a quick break and we'll come back. I don't want to make the assumption because it's not fair that everybody knows what we're talking about. We talk about the different care. So one of the things I'd like to do when you come back is talk about the different things that may be able to be done in the home. And then, you know, let's just kind of walk through this continuum. Then we'll talk about some of the decisions, okay?
Great.
All right, stay right there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have Amy Atcho on the line with me. She's president of Customized Caring, and her book is How to Put Your Mother in a Home, Professional Skills for a Personal Journey. That's also available on that website, customizedcaring.com. And I kind of set it up before the break there, Amy. I wanted to get you to make sure we're all on the same page, so to speak. And I know you talk about this in the book, but help us understand, you know, if mom or dad need help, obviously the first thing that would be preferable is that they could get that care, some assistance in their home. So let's make sure everybody knows what we're talking about. What are some of the types of things that can be done and who would provide the service in the home to the person needing that support?
Sure. Most of the time we see our own families, we see ourselves, you know, the adult children, the brothers and sisters taking care of mom. Maybe it's a case of just helping out doing some of the cooking, helping out doing some of the cleaning, or it could be hiring in somebody to do those lighter activities. Around here in Chicago, we have Service Master, Merry Maids, and companies like that that will come in and do that cleaning service that sometimes is all that's needed. However, as mom's health begins to decline, whether it's mentally or physically, additional items need to come into play, and adaptive behaviors need to come be considered, such as wider doorways for using a walker or a wheelchair, and actually help with those activities of daily life, getting dressed, washing your hair, doing the dishes, even medication management. They may know what pills they take if they're given the pills, as opposed to keeping those prescription refills coming along as they should and actually laying them out day to day with what should be taken at what time.
Okay, so you mentioned a couple different resources there. So You have the cleaning and maintaining the property, if you will, and making changes to it. And that could be, obviously, that could be maid service. It could be hiring a handyman.
Right.
But then there's also the maintenance of the person. And so to accomplish that, is that working with what you would call a home health agency?
It could be working with a home health agency. It depends on the level of care that's needed and whether medical care versus non-medical care is needed.
Excellent. So let's distinguish between the two. So if it's non-medical, where do we get that?
If it's non-medical, there are home health agencies that provide non-medical care, and that's essentially having another adult come in, a person who's going to be able to come in once a week, twice a week, however often as you set it up, to do some non-medical activities, such as doing cooking, cleaning, laundry, maybe washing someone's hair, nothing that would involve medical management of prescriptions, of drawing blood, of anything like that. And that's one set of services that you can get through different helping agencies.
I'm going to tell you right now, Amy, I can tell you right now, that's nothing for anybody to be ashamed of that they need or to feel like that. Because you know what? I'll tell you something. I could use some of that right now.
Oh, I think we all could in some respect. It's that extra personal helper you have that's going to do it that, you know, we don't think twice about it when we're young and we ask for help. But as we age, we seem to be reluctant to go back and ask for help.
I hear you. Okay, so there's that that non-medical level of care that may be available through home health, because I think people need to know kind of where to turn for these things. And then if it's more of the medical, is that also through the home health agencies?
That also is through some different home health agencies, and they can be either medical or non-medical or a combination of both who might be able to come out. So if it's a medical issue, such as medication management, making sure that insulin injections are being given, making sure that the correct dosage on prescriptions are being given, at that point, a certified nursing assistant or a nurse themselves can come out and do that type of service for mom or for dad in that case. So it might not be you, but it's somebody who might act in your stead.
I got you.
Who can help out because of your own family dynamic of you as the adult child still have to go to work or you can't handle mom in the shape that she's in.
Okay, so I'll state the obvious, and we'll go into maybe another way of looking at this. But the obvious then is if someone's in that situation, Amy, they can contact the home health agency and then get some sort of screening or an assessment or something with the person in the home.
Yes, that's exactly what happens. So and that assessment will help both the patient, mom, as well as their caregivers know what level of assistance they need and whether or not that's possible to do still in the home versus in some type of supportive assisted facility.
Excellent. And that's kind of putting the point on it I wanted to make was that'll let you determine whether really what you need can be done in the home or does somebody need to look at an assisted living facility. And the other obvious thing as well is to get a sense for the cost involved.
Exactly. There are basically all the services that can be done in the house, with the exception of some of the skilled nursing or the typical old nursing home type of services we think about. Everything now basically is portable in the home. However, it may be a little cost prohibitive, or the structure and layout of the home itself might not be conducive to what's appropriate for what mom needs.
Very good. If you're just joining us, Amy Atch is on the line. She is the author of a helpful book, How to Put Your Mother in a Home, Professional Skills for a Personal Journey, CustomizedCaring.com. Another quick break. We'll be right back with Amy.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And welcome back. Amy Atch is on the line. Glad to have Amy back. She is president of Customized Caring, and the book is How to Put Your Mother in a Home, professional skills for the personal journey. I'm going to, you know, I need to underline on that. How to put your mother in a home, if you must, professional skills for a personal journey. Because, that, you know, we're talking about some other options here as well, Amy.
Right.
So there are an array of services that are available through the home and in the home and through home health agencies. And that's something that somebody can consider and they can, you know, they can look in their area, you know, check out in their respective area the different home health agencies and, you know, go to the phone book, go to the internet, you know, all of that's out there and available. Check around. When searching one, is there a good way to check up on a home health agency? Go to Better Business Bureau or something like that?
You can certainly go through the Better Business Bureau and also look to see if they're licensed.
Okay.
So just depending on which avenue you're taking and what services they need, they should have some licensing.
That's very good.
Especially if they're doing the medical management.
Now, on the point which we touched on briefly about cost, you know, knowing what the costs are and what that's going to be involved for the care that needs to be provided, there may be maybe so much that's needed, they might be better off and from not only a safety, personal safety standpoint and comfort, but also from a cost standpoint, may even be more efficient to go into an assisted living facility.
Correct. And I found that, you know, most of us tend to think that putting mom in a home means putting her in that old-fashioned nursing home.
Right.
That place that none of us wanted to go. None of us even wanted to
hospital
visit,
room,
let
right?
alone live in.
Yeah, it looks like everybody's got in their minds a hospital room, right?
Right. And I found in my ventures here with my company that that's really at the far end of the spectrum. So there's a lot of senior communities now that are almost like a resort type of community with a senior living community where you go into it when you're basically just have to be 55 and still very high functioning. And those are more of the senior living communities. Then as you need the services, they're available.
Okay, so that's good. That means I've only got about 10 more years to go than I can check in.
That's what I was thinking when I moved my own mom.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm teasing because I think that people need to understand there's a lot of great support that can be provided in these places, and it's not that hospital institutional room we're talking about. These places can be very nice, and but when we talk about the cost, I think the other thing to keep in mind, if somebody's looking at how do they pay for it, you know, a lot of the home health, you know, especially if it's non-medical, a lot of that stuff is not covered by insurance, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so
correct.
That's something for people to keep in mind. And if it's something where it's going to be a long-term care type of insurance policy, which we deal with, it's something where, you know, they've got to qualify based on the policy, which is typically cognitive impairment or two activities of the daily living. You can't dress yourself. You can't get in and out of the bathroom. You can't bathe yourself. You got to qualify,
right.
And it's got to be certified for by the doctor.
By the doctor, right. So it depends on which, you know, what level you're at. And so does that spectrum of where you would move mom. It would depend on what services she really needs as opposed to what you might want for her. So you have to keep in mind as you're looking for a place for mom, what does she really need as opposed to what is it that you want for her? You know, do you want somebody to sit with her 24 hours a day? And is that really needed? Or is that more of the companion care that might be something that you could add on to the side?
That's a good point. And the other thing I think for people to keep in mind is that, you know, it doesn't all have to be from one service provider. You might kind of mix and match and you don't have to take the blue plate special. You can pick and choose what you want, right?
Exactly. I mean, right. And tailor what mom wants and what you want to fit her needs. So I know there's some people that I work with that they can't drive. Hmm. Everything else is fine. They just can't drive. So that piece is covered separately than someone else who can't manage their own medication each day.
Well, I think you hit it on the nail on the head there, Amy. And that's, of course, what you talk about in your book is you look at what the needs are of the person. And sometimes a family can do a great job of assessing that. But that's where getting the professional guidance is so important for them. And I am sure there are plenty of home health agencies who would be happy in wherever somebody is in the country, come out and do some sort of assessment, get a report from the doctor or whatever may be necessary, and to come up with the right kind of plan.
Exactly.
Interesting. I like it. The book is How to Put Your Mother in a Home, Professional Skills for a Personal Journey. CustomizedCaring.com is the website. Author's Amy Atcha. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
If you are just joining me, Amy Atcha is my guest. She is a fellow CPA. She has a host of experience, long list of experience in education in this area that we've been discussing. She's a certified employee benefit specialist, certified financial examiner. She's seen a lot of things in her time and written the book, How to Put Your Mother in a Home, Professional Skills for a Personal Journey, available at customizedcaring.com. You know, one of the things I wanted to get to on today's program, part of what having you back, Amy, is I know you've seen a lot in your experience in this area. If you would, to kind of, you know, put a bow around this, I wanted to ask you to really kind of comment on some of the things that are kind of the big things to look out for. If somebody's looking at this scenario, what are some of, if you said, okay, well, here are the big five or here are the big three, here are some really big things that people need to watch out for.
The biggest thing to keep in mind for yourself and for your mom is patience. Patience and love and concern. If you're not patient and you get upset, you're going to get mom upset.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, the more mom gets upset, the less moving forward is going to be done. So you do have to realize that this is not just a problem to be solved, but that it really is a journey that you're taking mom on, whether you're holding her hand or whether you're having to do it for her. So that was a really big aspect that I wanted to get across in my book, is you have to have that patience and that love going in there, have the right mindset. The next big thing is that in downsizing from the house that mom's been living in for a long time, moving her into any type of smaller facility or smaller room, there's such an emotional impact with that.
Sure.
It's a loss of independence. It's a loss of the everyday freedoms that they're used to doing. It's a change, just such a huge change in their life, which is not something that any of us necessarily have an easy time getting with. So that emotional impact of downsizing, cleaning out the drawers, cleaning out the house that you have memories in, that you have, you know, all of your relics, all of your different knickknacks in that you've built along the way, is now going to change. So you have to be very cognizant of that from the emotional standpoint and give mom time to process that and be patient with her along the way.
Yeah, because that's a real uprooting, really.
It is. It is. And realize, too, that a lot of times through both of these areas, there will be some physical outbursts, I would say, is the best way to put it. It's the upsetting. It's the anger. It comes out as frustration through yelling, through screaming, through how can this be happening to me? It's part of that normal aging process where we're losing the functions that we used to have, and we still want them, and so we're frustrated that we can't do things that 10 years ago we used to do. So while mom may react in what might not always be a very grown-up way, to put it nicely, Those temper tantrums don't necessarily stick to 2-year-olds and 5-year-olds. It's part of life. It's part of realizing, wow, I wish I could do this now, and I just am not able to.
Yeah.
So again, the care that you need to have in realizing that this is something that we are all going through, we all will go through, and just really keep in mind that it's the love behind it. And having mom move is not because you want to put her in a prison of sorts, but rather that you want her to be safe and comfortable where she's at, and that you're doing it for the right reasons.
Exactly. And you know what struck me, Amy, as you were describing that, you know, the journey aspect to this and the patience part that's required, is the thing that ran through my head was, you're not booking a cruise. This is not like evaluate our options. We book it, it's done. Or you've looked at colors of carpet or paint, and you place your order and it's finished. Or even buying a car, you know, and you've evaluated, you've done your homework, and you're done. This is an ongoing process. I think that's probably the most important thing that you've shared with me.
Yeah. And even helping mom settle in, you know, it can take up to a year to really have mom settled into her new place. And of course, you know, her cognitive level is going to depend on how much she knows where she's at the time. But if she still has quite a bit of cognitive ability, it's still going to take her a while.
Mm.
She knows it's a new place, but there is a new routine. There is a new way about things, whether it's her doing the cooking, whether it's someone else coming in to do the cleaning. It's all new. So it's building a new routine, building new friendships along the way, as well as the professional relationships with the nurses and the doctors that may change as well.
Very good.
So it is really a journey.
Very good. A journey that must continue. And to continue the journey, read the book, How to Put Your Mother in a Home, Professional Skills for a Personal Journey. CustomizedCaring.com is the website. The author, Amy Atcha. Amy, we're out of time. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll do it again. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.